What are you bringing to the table? What are you bringing to the table that is so much better?
Hitler.
What is so much better that you're bringing?
What is so much better?
We had a great date the other day, and we were becoming really good friends. Guys, and then,
this is not a personal attack.
I don't give a damn. I don't want to be bothered.
G-Man.
Is there anything for dessert or something?
Oh, Maria.
Hometown Spider-Man.
Yay. I need help with doing a push-up.
This is still going?
Yep.
Fuck! I understand that it's privileged and I'm okay with that.
There's a joke in there about my mother's ring wouldn't fit my finger, but...
We don't always need to take it there.
Well, we don't have to.
Hey, how come the sign's not lit up, man?
Sorry, I sat down too early. Where
it's I just look like a fucking potato.
You know what I was really thinking the other day?
You're up.
When I was editing the podcast with just you and me, I thought you were looking very svelte.
Thanks, but look at that business.
What a flattering angle, is it?
It's not really, and I can't really find a flattering angle for this chair.
You want to switch for today?
No, this is way more comfortable.
Okay.
I think I'm just going to try and spin myself slightly more this way. Shh. You see how scared she got?
Yeah.
I scared the fucking shit out of that dog. I've never done that before. But she sat in front of me.
I've never done that before.
Well, and she sat in front of me. I couldn't get past her. I was just in her poo zone. And then she went, bark. And I was like, oh yeah. So I speak dog.
You got to be friends with this guy.
Hey, Ben and I went on a cute date.
I know.
Was really
you
nice.
Weren't invited.
No, I mean I was first.
As a matter of fact, I sent you both the message at the same time, knowing he would say no and you would.
Didn't
say
you call me?
No, you called me and said, "What? Why did you answer? You're supposed to be at work." And I was like, "I thought there was an emergency."
And you said the movie to me over the phone, right?
I sent the
whole movie,
text,
pirated
voice
it to
message.
You.
Oh, that was
cinema.
Yes, it was a voice message because I finished it going. I don't even know what Dune is. I've never seen Dune.
Dune 2. I wanted you to come and watch me Dune 2 chicks at once. Baby, let's go.
I thought you said June, like J-U-N-E.
No, Dune. Not June, as in the month I'm born.
Still, I still haven't seen Dune. But
I got to tell you, it's such a good movie. Ben wasn't so much a fan.
But you're a fan of the
original. But it wasn't a big not fan. You were kind of like in the middle. Like, you didn't mind
it. It was good. It was fine.
Yeah,
it was
I loved
spectacle.
It.
It was a bit slow for my tastes. But you know me, I'm a
huge Marvel movies guy.
It was such a spectacle.
Yeah, big time.
First one was pretty good.
I watched it when I had COVID.
First one was pretty good, I have to say.
That's what a fan I am.
Yeah, good man. First one was cinema. Pretty good. The second one was also pretty good.
If you'd gone... That would have been
the podcast.
I was doing this instead.
No one could see that. Who's listening?
I couldn't see it either, so it was a joke just for him.
It was just for
and
me.
I couldn't see it.
Just for me and some of the people that might be watching.
Well, thank you for watching, people that might be watching. You just saw Aiden tongue my ass off. Aiden tongues my ass. And I had this idea the other day about like coming to the podcast with a segment. But like naming it something really gross, like Aiden tongues my asshole, and then have it be something unrelated, like a news story.
Okay.
But you know that would throw us so much, we'd never get anything done.
Yeah. Like, welcome back to fuck me, daddy. Fuck me. Just finger me in the gravel, fucking asshole.
Where's your gravel?
How do you like your...
Just thinking that.
Where's your gravel?
Where's your gravel? Finger me
no,
in my
no, no,
gravel.
No. You're in gravel. You guys lay down in the gravel. You right. Finger me in. It's like finger me in the bed. Or finger me in the pool.
In the gravel.
In the bed hole.
Finger me in the back seat.
I don't know. I mean, well, I guess I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to be on gravel, would you?
No, but that's part of it. That's rough and tumble. Where are you running to? Are you like running?
Yeah, I run. I just run. I'm doing Couch to 5K because my younger sister, who's lives in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I say that so weird? Who lives in Sydney. Is doing the Gold Coast Marathon. She's doing the half marathon
because
her boyfriend and her drunkenly signed up with all of their friends And then they said, oh shit, we better do this. And now they're all fucking doing it.
They do realize the Gold Coast isn't in Sydney, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Then my other sister's boyfriend is doing the Melbourne marathon, but he's doing the half marathon. And then my older sister with him is just training. So I was like, fuck, I can't be the only one that can't run.
What are you all running from?
Just weight. Yeah, just weight.
Heart disease.
Heart disease and stuff. But I bought the new runners. Man, oh man. No, these are just Nike sneakers.
Brooks? Hokers?
Yeah, I bought some Hokers, yeah.
Everyone loves them.
They're really fucking good. And they actually make me taller, which is good because that's another story, but it turns out I'm not as tall as I thought I was.
I went through that recently.
Oh, well, I thought I kept saying to everybody I was 6'1". Because I thought I was 6'1". Turns out I'm 6 foot.
No.
Yes.
Were you slouching? Was it in the late afternoon?
Well,
you got measured?
Okay, so I'm moving house on Sunday, right? I'm going to.
They need to know how high to.
It doesn't matter about what.
Sunday.
Oh, yeah, on Sunday, on the Lord's Day. I'm going to a place with two of my friends, and they're both girls. And the other day I was there, and they said, how tall are you? And I said, oh, I think I'm 6'1". And instantly out of the pocket came a measuring tape.
Out of the pocket, yeah.
And I was like, shit, I'm not lying. No, they just do that to boys that come over because a lot of boys lie. And they're two single girls. So when they have a boy that comes over and they're like, hey, this is so-and-so, you know, we're going to go into my room and watch a movie and, you know, obviously have sex.
Mm-hmm.
The other one will say, hey, just out of curiosity, Tyson, how tall are you? And they'll be like, oh, 6 foot. I'm like, do you mind if we check?
That is a funny
bit. It's so funny.
That's amazing.
So they did
funny.
It to me and I was like, I'm 6'1". And they pinged me and I was 185.
Isn't that 6'1"?
I thought that was 6 foot. I looked it up.
Is it?
I have to look it up now. Let's ask Siri.
Because the thing is, they could be doing a bit where they like knock the bottom bit off it so that everyone's a little bit shorter because that would also be unbelievable.
Sounds like
that
would be really funny. And he spent hours working out an excuse.
It's like what I like to do at a party or something where I'll say that I'm 5'9". Or I'll say that I'm 5'10", to see all the other guys that are actually 5'10 freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm 5'10". I'm like, no, you're not fucking, you call me fucking 5'10". It's the best.
I say I'm 5'10", and I'm pretty sure I'm 5'9". We worked out.
You wish you were 5'9".
I am 5'9".
It's 6'8" 35.
Right, well, this is a, you know, conversion. It depends on how the dollar's doing.
Is 185 centimetres tall for a man? This is on Quora.
Matt,
that's not really a good
cover
one.
Cover your ears.
It's well above
Shut
the average
up.
Height. I like this a lot.
You like Quora?
It's well above the average height among men in the world by a good 10 centimetres. So a man who is 185 centimetres is approximately taller than the average man by the same amount that that average man has on the average woman.
I'm 170.
I know this one. You take the fox across first, then you come back to the feed.
I'm 175.
Really?
Yes.
Why did I say it like that?
It's hurtful.
I think you know why. We all know why you said it like that.
But 175 in my brain is only 10 centimeters smaller than me, which is true. But
I
wouldn't say
that.
But I wouldn't have said you were 10 centimeters smaller.
Those two people aren't here to check.
That's the way it is.
Do you have a tape measure in this house?
Things are going to be the same.
You've got to have a tape measure in this house.
He's not going to say he does now.
No, absolutely not.
Well, we're taking our shoes off after this and we're measuring. Everyone's getting measured against the wall. And we have to make a little mark.
Take our shoes off again, measured against the wall. Yeah, yeah.
No one's sucking dicks.
That's this segment.
Oh, you know what's even weirder? Man, I haven't done a podcast in a little while, so I've got some things to say.
It's good because I got nothing.
No, me either. Really me either, but we're just on the topic.
Okay.
Friend of mine really wants to know how big my penis is. And he's asked me a couple of times now. On Saturday.
Did he happen to ask you at June?
He didn't ask me. No, it wasn't Ben. It's not Ben.
That's what happens every time someone comes over to my
Ben's
house.
Like,
I was just trying to work.
Penis, and then they say, Ben's and then I crack out the measuring tape.
Oh, we're so many.
We
all just talk at the same time and go.
I was with a friend. I was actually with these two guys I've known forever and ever. And
so it's a guy friend.
It's a guy friend. Right?
Two guy friends. You just said that.
Right?
Listen.
These two guys I've known
the
forever
guy
and ever.
To know who
he's
is.
Known
the guy
them forever.
Friend. Anyway, we're hanging out and something, it came up somehow and he was like,
you're hanging it out.
How big are you boys? Straight out. And we were like, I'm not gonna answer that question. He's like, well, I just wanna know where my friends are at. And I was like, well, it's irrelevant, right? It's irrelevant. So why would you want to know? He's like, come on, give it to me in inches. It's like, I'm not gonna give it.
Too small or too big
and
you can't be friends anymore.
You've clearly measured, and we were both like, yeah, of course we've measured.
I've never measured.
You gotta measure.
I've never once taken out a ruler.
You've never measured.
Measured, no.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what do you measure it? Soft or hard?
Why would I measure it soft? I'm trying to make myself feel good.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. No, I've never met. Where do you measure from?
I wouldn't measure with a hammer like yours, man.
Remember, yeah, I've seen string, the penis. You do a piece of string because it's malleable. You go around,
mm-hmm.
and then you can flatten that. And you can measure that way.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't done the string. I've just got a flexi ruler.
Wait, are you measuring the circumference? Or
you want girth and length, don't you?
I didn't even occur to me that you would measure.
Then you can work
girth.
Out the total surface area. You know what you do? You get a bucket of water and you can figure out. You can and then you can get your volume.
Yeah, you can get the volume of your cock.
You're working out what your cock would look like if someone flattened it out.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, I just know those answers because I was a high school boy. At some
do you measure from the base of your penis or do you push into the fat?
No, you measure from the base of your best friends to the tip of yours.
I measure what it would be like if I was a lean man.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I'm not, but I measure that way.
Just push the ruler in or add 4 inches.
Is there dare you?
Can you get a handicap like in golf?
Yeah, I think you do have a handicap.
You get a plus one.
Look, yeah. It's 4.5 inches, but it should be 8.
Ah.
It's not true. But yeah, it was funny that he asked and we were both like, no. And then he was really upset and almost told us his and we didn't want to know that either.
Almost.
Well, he was like, fine, I'll tell you out mine. We were like, we don't want to know. We just don't want to know.
Yeah, but what did he say?
He didn't. As a matter of fact, he has told me in the past, and he asked me, he said, this is how big my dick is, now tell me yours. And I said, no.
Now tell me!
We were just sitting playing cards one day, and he's like, so my dick's this big. Why did you? Actually, the way he said it was like, yeah, you know, my girlfriend and I, you know, it's not as spontaneous anymore, but, you know, it's pretty good, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, is there like a problem? And he's like, nah. And I was like, why? Do you ever got a tiny dick or something? Just like to make a joke. And he was like, nah, I'm rocking a so-and-so inches. I'll just make up a number. I'm rocking like 7, so it's fine. I'm like, why did you tell me that?
So you know, yours
now. Yeah, but it's not. He was just trying to be like, it's not that. It's not my dick. My dick's fine.
Oh,
like,
I get you.
It wasn't a brag.
Why are you playing cards?
Yeah.
Is that a weird segue?
Yeah, like, anyway, go fish.
Yeah. God damn it.
Playing Uno, go plus 4.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of.
Yeah. So should we all measure and come back next podcast and just tell the world?
Take our socks off and take our shoes off and measure our cocks.
It doesn't work as well because you've already seen a photo of his, but we all put the number on a piece of paper and put it in a hat.
He didn't see a photo.
Draw it out.
I saw a photo of it, but there was no ruler. There was
He also
like,
didn't see a photo. He saw a mugshot.
It was... The well, most the upsetting thing behind
Let's
it.
Let's not talk about penises, week.
All right. ideally. We can move on from that.
There's two things I want to not talk about this week is the pants and butter thing and my penis.
Yeah, well.
Because they've come up every single podcast.
Yeah.
And it just keeps evolving, the pants and butter.
It doesn't really, though.
You're right.
We covered some very, very similar real estate. The time of day changes. That's it.
All right, settle down.
So anyway, how big is your stick of butter?
I went to the supermarket to get a melon baller. It wasn't for me. Oh,
braggart.
Why are you getting a melon baller?
Sienna needed a melon baller for a bridesmaid party and I was going
the balls of melons.
Apparently.
What do you want balls of melon for?
For
like
a
clearly
cocktail
enough
or
people do you know I can't fucking stand watermelon in a cocktail?
I can't stand fruit in a cocktail.
Like floaty fruit.
Like frozen fruit that people chuck in and then it goes all soft and I'm like, do I eat it?
You do. You should eat it because it's absorbed all the alcohol. But like the reality is it's gross. Why. Well, that's the reason it's there.
Yeah.
It's gross.
I eat it for the vitamins, the micronutrients.
At the last show that we did, somebody there was making like strawberry. They like brought strawberries and they were like making a, at the after party, they were like making a cocktail. And they would just put strawberries in the thing and just sort of smash them and put vodka and tonic as well. It was the worst. And it was also watermelon in there. So it was just like pulpy fucking terrible.
I don't like
fucking,
a pulpy cocktail.
Oh man, pulpy strain cocktail. It, you fucking heathen. Just strain it. If you're going to go to all the problem to buy the watermelon and crush it in a thing with a muddler, get a strainer.
Who? But
no one's in watermelon for the, like it's nothing. It's also, water. If you strain watermelon, it's just water.
The taste of watermelon is overpowering.
What?
Yeah, it
I
is,
understand
it
that's
is.
Weird, but also so is cucumber.
Oh, cucumber's not overpowering at all.
Yes, it is. If you put cucumber in a drink.
Don't point at me.
If you get cucumber in a drink. If you put cucumber in a drink, you'll know.
Yeah, but I like cucumber.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You're not going to taste anything else. If I put cucumber and mango, which is a weird combo.
It's like sometimes people say carrot. I say carrots over pairing and people love carrot. Go, no, it's not. I'm like,
maybe
well,
they
I don't
just enjoy the taste.
Yeah, so maybe I don't get that with cucumber.
Thank God we're not talking about dicks anymore.
So I went to the, I went to get a melon baller.
What? Yeah. What? 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 What are you bringing to the table? What are you bringing to the table? What are you bringing to the table that is so much better?
Hitler.
What That's is so much better that you're bringing?
What is so much better?
Huh? We had a great date the other day, and we were becoming really good friends. Guys, and then,
this is not a personal attack.
I don't think it is.
So I went to the supermarket to get a melon baller. I actually went to four different locations.
Wow.
Because I was going. I was. Anyways, I'm going. It's like, why are you there? Can you get me a melon baller? I said,
sure.
Do
you want to say that?
What?
The place?
I'll cut that out. So I went
he
there.
He won't. He'll forget.
No, no.
Yeah,
I
because I said where I was moving.
Yeah, yeah. There'll be cuts. So I went there and I went to a couple different places. And I went to Woolies and I went into an aisle where the things are, the kitchenware stuff.
The melon balls.
Where you'd think that would be. And Sienna messaged me and said, try Woolies. I've Googled it. They're there. And I went there. Wasn't there. I turned to this kid who was working there and I said, hey, buddy. Do you have any melon ballers?
Hey, buddy.
I say buddy to like people.
How old was this guy?
I don't know, like 16. 40.
Hey, Muscles, can you find the melon baller for me?
I was just like, hey, buddy, do you have any melon ballers? And I swear on my life, he said, I don't know. And yep. I
appreciate the honesty.
Yeah, thanks. You don't have to swear on your life for that. I believe you.
So I laughed. I was like, okay. And then turned back to the things. I walked away. So mad.
Really?
That he didn't know what a melon baller was or that he didn't even have them.
That he just said, I don't know, and went back to work. Help me. Yeah. Go ask somebody.
Yeah.
Call someone else in. Look on the thing that you have. And I don't know what it is, but they pull it out to go, oh, yeah, we've got 32 in stock. Or they always go, now it turns out we have none and they don't exist. Get
do
out
they
of
do
face.
That in the supermarket? Don't they usually just say,
that's
yeah.
more of a JB Hi-Fi thing.
Mm.
They will go, I worked in a supermarket and I would go, I don't know. I'll
and yet you
I
don't
can...
know what the thing that they hold is called.
The PDA, the personal device attachment.
PDT.
What's it called?
I'm starting to think you worked in the supermarket.
I don't know what I don't know what PDA stands for.
Public Display Affection.
I think it's PDT, not PDA.
I tell you, I thought we called PDAs.
Maybe? I had one at the Reject Shop, but I don't remember what it was
I would
called.
Always go, yeah, if it was like a modem or something, fuck, that didn't make you any money, and it was like, fuck this whole thing, I don't want to spend any time with you. I'd look and I go, we'll find the SKU number, no worries. Oh yeah, 346-982. It's showing like 100. Sorry, online only. So I'm a rat piece of shit.
What if they were over 65?
The person.
Well, that's
there's
when
no
you do
way
it.
I would have talked to them in the first place.
They come up, they go, excuse me, and you go, mm-mm.
Yeah. I say, if you need help with something, just go over there and I'll get one of my colleagues to help you.
Why is it never, can I help you? Yeah, I'm looking for blah, blah. So my son came over the other day and we were looking through and we had the blah, blah out. And he was saying, because obviously the television, we've got some problems with that. We plugged it in though, but the picture's a bit fuzzy. And he says, you've got to go to, what was it he said? It's not the normal one. It's the digital. Got to go to the digital television. So we've got issues with that. He came over. His wife, Karen, she's sick at the moment, but she's going to be fine. So he was over with the kids. We look after the kids every Tuesday, Thursday. So I'm here. That's why I'm here today. Wednesday, it's me one day. I've got out of the house. I've got to get myself the digital television box.
So you
box.
Would like a set-top box?
No, don't. We got that sorted yesterday. But he sent me in today because obviously we've had trouble with the remote for that one.
So batteries?
No, batteries. The remote's working fine. I'd get a Coles for me batteries. Been going there for a long time. The one on bloody Glenferrie Road, you know that one? Pop down to the Coles there, just get the batteries there. There was a fella there working there, Lenny, doesn't work there anymore. He's moved on now. He's a good lad, but he showed me where to get the batteries there. And they haven't moved them.
Outstanding.
They haven't moved them since. But sorry, I said we're bringing them in today. Popped in for the digital television. We sorted out the box yesterday, but I've got the two remotes now. You see, you've got the two remotes, and my wife, Linda, she's having trouble with the two remotes. She picks up one remote, and she'll go to use the remote, and I say, no, Linda, that is the digital television remote. You haven't put the television on.
Why don't you just throw that old one away?
Well, because we've got to turn the television on with that one. We've got one for the television, put the television on.
Well, a friend of mine actually had two remotes a long time, and he taped them back to back.
Right, like some sort of like a Megatron.
Sort of like a Megatron.
Yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying. But the problem is that my wife Linda, she'll sit down, she doesn't know which one to use. She'll start using the digital television remote,
yeah,
the power button. Oh. She'll be flicking on and off the digital. Okay.
We've actually got smart remotes that you can use that'll just take control of both of them.
Well, then I've got three remotes. I don't want remotes, you understand. I've got two remotes now. Linda's having trouble with two. You bring a third one into the situation, then what's going to happen then?
I don't know. And do you know what? I don't care.
Okay. Do you have any fridges with pornography on them?
Yes, we do. Heaps. Oh, please.
That was unbelievable. Thank you.
It's like you've had that conversation.
It's like you do that conversation.
Well, I'm quite old.
That was fucking unreal.
But that happened to me all the time. That happened all the fucking time.
It's never
time.
I'm looking for or I need or where is that. Yeah. It's always, so the other day, you know, here we fucking go. Yeah.
I had the same thing at the reject shop, but they would be like scratching themselves. Well, that was saying.
I'm looking for a laptop. What I do on the laptop is I have this program. Have you heard of this program? And off we go. It's like, oh, that guy that made me delete the porn from his phone. Remember that guy? My friend sent me a video I would like you to download. I'm like,
I had this one lady come in who wanted hair dye. You remember her? She wanted hair dye, but she was wearing a wig. And she was like scratching herself and was like,
I need hair dye to dye my hair, my real hair that I'm wearing now. I mean, like, not wearing, but I have.
She had hair underneath. She's like, I'm supposed to be going to this thing. And she's wearing this awful wig that's like squiff. And she's like, because look at it. And I'm like, her hair was just like.
She was right near an Aldi. Why wouldn't you just fucking go to Aldi?
It's cheap at the reject shop.
It's even cheaper than Aldi.
It's probably cheaper at Aldi. Do they have hair dye?
They gotta have hair dye at Aldi. You can buy a fucking pot at Aldi. Speaking of, Aldi have got absolutely unbelievable ceramic pots. I believe green.
So if you were at the supermarket and the kid had said, I don't know, and then going back to work, you don't bat an eye at that? You think that's normal?
No, I probably would have said, do you mind finding some? I would have asked for some extra help.
I didn't want to ask. I just thought it was so funny. I just laughed.
If Sienna doesn't have a melon buller in time for a melon buller, then fuck Sienna's going to do it herself.
Yeah, cut it off
with
the sauce.
Other people's melon balling?
Because she was asking me a favour as I was going out the
door.
It's
the old, I'm going to the supermarket, do you need anything?
You idiot, why would you ever ask that?
Because
you say, yes, I'd like some rice. You don't say, do you mind finding me a melon baller? Yeah. That seems like your own problem. You want a melon baller. Yeah, you ask for something that you'll find on the end caps. Yeah, I don't mind. Give me some strawberries. You know what I mean?
I think she knows I'm competitive. So after like the first two stores that I was already going to, said no.
Crazy that you went to multiple stores.
Oh, yeah. I went to the reject shop first because I need some reject shop. I went to Target because I need some from Target. And then they weren't there. I was like, well, I'm here now. I'm wandering around the shopping center. And then I went to Woolies and then I went to Harris Scarf and that's where I ended up getting it.
Harris Scarf feels like it would have a melon ball on.
And did they.
Did you have any melon balls?
No, it wasn't for me. It was for a bridesmaid party thing.
Makes sense they wouldn't be selling so much of that now. It's probably all done online.
Melon ballers. It's been made. I feel like they're
melon.
The melon baller.
Buy pre-balled melon.
That's true. From Amazon, it'll be there the next day.
Yeah, also, probably. It's like the utensil has been made obsolete by the humble spoon. So why would you need?
No, that's like a melon half piper.
Spoon. The spoon's not giving you melon balls.
It is
idiot.
To someone who has zero attention to detail.
Yeah, well, here are your balls. You've just spooned watermelon out, and you haven't even done that. You've just
also it was like exactly the same as like an
ice cream
quarter
scoop.
Teaspoon measuring. Like I just
I would use that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because that's like spherical, half sphere.
Yeah,
semisphere.
Spherical.
Very cool.
A hemisphere.
Shut up, Ben. What are you laughing at?
A hemisphere.
Bring something to the podcast. Hey. I really like that bit you didn't force.
A hemisphere.
Is a hemisphere really a half sphere?
Okay, the world is a sphere.
Yep. Move on. Okay. Move on. Okay.
The next segment we're
doing is My Wet Pussy. Where do you guys buy bread?
I can't eat bread. I just went to have a blood
test. You're still going?
Yeah, I just had a blood test to see if I was a celiac or I'm gluten-free. Hopefully they both just come back and say, suck it up, idiot. Go and eat bread. But I think I'm going to be a celiac.
Why would you go back to bread now? You're on such a good streak.
You don't want a fine streak. The streak's not the problem. It's that I'm trying to reset my gut microbiome so I can eat bread again.
Mm-hmm.
How does that take?
I can eat bread now.
Right now? I'm going to get a bit of bread.
I don't want to, but I could.
What about the loaf you thought you saw outside before? It was like a horror movie. He went, I was like, what is it? Tell me, boy, what's going on? He's like, I thought it was, is that a Never mind. I thought I saw a loaf of bread. In the yard. He was looking out the window. So what? Carbohydrates?
Your foot's squeaking.
That's so funny.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah, well, no.
Yeah. Tell him.
I was like, do you remember this? Because we went to Em's for beers a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And she had the pool open.
Uh-huh.
It was a late one. It was a reunion thing for
the
play. So, and you didn't show up till late, but by the time he was there,
he'd had a lot of beers. Had a lot of beers and he was on to the wines.
Oh, fucking hell.
And he's like, oh, we're sitting at the table playing a card game. And he's like, oh, yeah, I know. Quick swim. And we're talking, oh, drinking, you know, crack another beer up. And I know, well, that's ringing us. Anyway, see you in the pool. And he waved me and I was like, all right, come on then. See you in the pool. And he's swimming around drunk. He's like, come on, man, get in the mug and pool.
It's late. Where are you getting the pool late, man?
I had undies. No. No, it was actually quite cold in the pool.
It was pretty cold, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think I'd convince anyone to get in, but there were four people in the pool by the end of it, and he was one of them.
Wow.
Rashy?
No, it was night time.
Oh, my God.
I was still worried about getting burnt, but...
Burnt, but...
So we're in the pool, farting around. He's like, come and have to wrestle me because he's drunk.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, all right. I end up just giving him a little piggyback around the pool. And he's like, oh, you smell amazing. On the back of the head. And then I laughed and went, again.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Just kiss the back of my head.
He kissed the back of his head.
Two times.
Why?
I don't know. I don't remember doing it. Because
I smell so good.
You smell so good. That's all it takes.
Eat me
That's
up, man.
All it takes.
I remember him.
Jesus, you're lonely, man. We're going to sort you out. All it takes is Ben smelling nice and you're starting to make out the back of his head.
I reckon I could fit that head on my ass.
I nearly peed.
Ben, hear me out. Hear me out.
Oh, fuck that. I'm laughing so it's the back of my neck.
Oh, that's so stupid. The fuck is wrong with you?
Squat down, Ben. Squat under the water. I want to try something.
I don't even remember kissing you on the head.
Mm. Where else do you remember kissing him, though?
Kissing him.
Have you guys kissed on the lips?
Yeah.
What?
Vodka night. Remember that way back? This is years ago.
No, I blocked that entire evening out of my brain.
Yeah, I kissed him on the lips then.
That was the most fucked I've ever been in my life.
I don't need to talk about that again.
It's also one of those circumstances where, like, by today's standards, it would not be okay.
What, the whole night?
Because you were, like, resisting me.
Oh, you mean the kiss.
I was like, come on. And you're like, oh. And I was like,
just squeaked in him before me too.
Just then.
Like, getting, okay. Like, it's not. Oh, my God. You know what happened?
What?
Wow.
This is the,
Arrakis must fall.
Probably like two nights ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
Quick warning, by the way, everybody. If you're listening to this, I'm about to tell a story where a crime was committed to me. So just
on you?
No, but I was at the. You tell me if I need to cut this out. I just want to give a trigger warning. I went to the gym.
Okay.
Go into the bathroom to do a piss, and I'm there late. This is after midnight. I'm not sure what time.
Uh huh.
And I went in, and my gym, you go in, and on the right side as you walk in, there's sinks, and on the left side, there's toilets. And then down the end, there's, like, benches where you can get change in that, and it goes around the corner a little bit. So there's a little just a private nook.
Sure.
And I go to do a piss, come out to fill my water bottle up, and looking in the mirror while I'm filling my water bottle up into that little nook, there's just a guy there.
Jack and his fucking wife.
Yeah. Looking straight at me in the mirror.
Whoa, all right, I took a turn.
And that was it, and I went like...
Hot. Was he hot?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I mean, he was fit, sure. But I wasn't like, God damn, I was like... It took a second for me to just register what was going on, and I just went... and just walked out.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
No.
Did he say anything? Did you like...
No, he didn't say anything.
When you saw him, and did he see you see him?
Yeah, you know, he saw me, he was looking at me in
did
the
he
mirror.
Stop?
No.
He was doing it for a reason, man. He was looking in the window.
Did you tell management? Gym management?
Yeah, I called the next day and I was like, the call was the weirdest bit. I was like, hey, this is a...
Just want to check terms and conditions. So the bathrooms, yeah? Going to the toilet, using the toilet, showers, that's for getting changed. Is there... What's the jacking off
policy for you guys. I don't know. Like, I have a personal one.
I've been to a couple of gyms. Yep. Some of them like it, some of them don't.
Generally, it's frowned upon, I found. Just wanted to know what you guys thought about that.
The lady
I... It wasn't me, by the way. By the way, it wasn't me. I know it sounds like it was me, but there was another guy there.
And that looks a lot like me.
Yeah, a lot like me.
Suspiciously like me.
No, that doesn't... it's gross,
yeah,
but it doesn't shock me.
No.
Because he was probably gay. I know that's probably not the right thing to say.
Well, all the evidence would point to. If he's staring at another man in the mirror...
Yeah, but he wasn't... Because he was in the bathroom. Like, he was just in there to be seen. That's why I'm saying he's probably gay. I reckon he's... Yeah, I reckon he's just into public shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I reckon...
Like, I didn't hang around
more
long.
I reckon more than once, the person that's come out of the bathroom has seen him and gone to join.
Oh, okay.
Because if you were a single gay guy...
I did last time.
And he was...
Nah.
If he was attractive, or even if he wasn't that attractive, you're just horny, you just walk over there.
Well, I've really ruined his fun because I don't think he'll be at that gym anymore.
No, he shouldn't be.
No.
Nobody should be fucking in a public gym, but that's why he's doing it. He's obviously had success before.
But you have to do it and not have had success before, because the first time you do it, you have to be doing it before you can have success. Yeah. And maybe it was the first time.
Yeah, well, I just feel like the brazen way that it's being described, that he was just fucking... Was he Starkers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's totally nude and positioned himself in the mirror so that he can be seen throughout the whole bathroom.
Why even bother with the mirror then? Why not just stand in the middle?
Because then I reckon if it's management, he could just quickly turn around and... Do you know what I mean?
And you were furiously mad. You know... I didn't mean for him to see me doing that.
I dropped my towel
by accident, and you were furiously masturbating sweatily. Yeah, I didn't mean for him to see it. I realized the mirror was there just as he looked. I looked and saw the mirror, and I'm like, oh, I'm having a giant wank right now.
I heard there was like something you should do before you go to lift is like edge to boost your testosterone.
I mean, I guess so.
It would work, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're fucking raring to go.
I don't know whether they've done studies on that.
I don't think they've done studies either. I just am curious to see if that would work. Mm. All right, you don't edge. You edge. Go and lift and see if your maximums go up.
Well, I mean, that's not fair because I'm much stronger than Ben.
Well, it's
but
it's,
I'm much taller, so it'll even
but
out.
But you've also just got to remember it's equivalent to yourselves. You've got a PB and he's got a PB. Yeah. So once you've edged, you've got to edge for like... Seriously, you got to edge for like 25 minutes.
Yep.
So arbitrary. Why that?
Because that's a quite long time.
Yep, but 20 is not. And 30 is too long.
Yeah, I think 30 is like, I'll give up. I'm just going to come. But 20 minutes. So you're going to go 25 minutes of really just getting yourself to the edge. You just go to the gym.
I won't need to go to the gym after that.
You will. That'll be your workout.
Cardio out of the way.
Yeah, and then just one rep maxes. Let's see where you can get to. I think this is for science. I think this is important.
Maybe that's what he was doing. Just getting ready for
I still think that he wanted you to join him. And do you know what? Go you.
For not joining him?
No, for him being, you know.
Oh, I don't think it mattered who walked in. He didn't see me and then start.
How do you know?
Because I walked over and he was like, I can't imagine there was much time to go. What? And go.
Okay.
You know. Also, the gym was really cool about it the next day when I called them. They were
like, "Yeah, sounds like it wasn't you."
They were like,
"Was that like no? Yeah,
oh, gym.
No." It did. Gym. It did sound like it wasn't a call they'd had before, which I guess is good.
Okay. Let me get a piece of paper.
It was kind of like that. Yeah. The lady was like, "I don't really know exactly what to do right now. I just told her what time I was in. They're gonna look at the security camera and then ban him."
Nice.
Fair enough. And that'll be the most awkward thing because he's gonna rock up back to that gym. And that day, he's probably not going to want to cruise in the bathrooms. He's just probably going to want to lift some weights. They're like, hey, get out.
Or if he goes into the bathroom and the manager goes in there to ban him and he's sitting there tugging away. He's like, you were caught masturbating in the bathroom. He's like, no, I wasn't. I was not. And I'm not now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was.
Well, that's.
Why didn't you say anything?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know what to. It just sort of happened.
Yeah, yeah, and okay. Also that's so such
fair
a confronting
enough. I guess in
thing.
The moment you're like, whoa.
Yeah. By the way, I didn't feel
assaulted
or attacked or like threatened or anything like that. I just was like,
yeah.
What is okay? It was just quick.
Yeah, this is the wrong environment for what?
I mean, any environment to see another person just jacking off out of the blue is not a great environment. Like, I haven't been to Wet on Wellington, but I've heard some fucking stories, man. It's.
But if you went in there and saw someone jacking off, you'd be like, what?
No, I wouldn't be, but I'd also probably not. I don't know what I would do. I'd be like, oh!
You'd still like if you walked into a room and saw someone jacking off, even though that's the place to be doing it, you'd still go like, whoa, wait, that's right. This is me.
Yeah.
That, you know, that was my reaction without the, oh, right, that's
what if
the
you
right
just
place
walked
to
in on a significant other doing it?
I'd still go, whoa, oh, hey.
Yeah, right? You know? It's just a very private thing.
It is.
Unless it's all like about context, isn't it?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, like if you walked into a room and someone had their shirt off, I'd be like, oh, sorry.
Well, if it was a woman.
Or a guy, like if you just walk into a room.
Oh, and they're getting changed.
Yeah,
I guess.
But then if you're at the beach and they have their shirt off, not a problem. Well,
and if they're in your change room, they have their shirt off,
doesn't matter.
But if you're at the beach and a woman has her shirt off and
I would notice it and go, oh!
Oh, you know.
Look to the sky forever. I accidentally went to a nude beach once down in Frankston.
Mm-hmm. Accidentally.
I did Frankston. Because it's, yeah, there's one in Frankston, but it's just further down. Did you just brush my leg?
No, I'm just stretching my knee out. My knee's a bit stiff like today.
Frankston. Yeah, I totally brushed my leg. Now I'm stiff as.
Want to come to my gym?
The man in the mirror was me.
Right as I looked, he looked, and he was wearing the exact same clothes.
And his dick looked just like mine.
But like, opposite.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know if I look much different, reversed.
Do you ever worry that you're ugly and no one's telling you?
Constantly.
Yeah, because I was
ugly? You're not telling me?
No.
I've never worried that you're ugly.
Well, that's...
You just
doesn't bother me.
Choo-choo.
I was naked in front of the mirror the other day.
Okay.
Just sort of like having a look.
At the gym.
Do you do that a lot?
No, this is the first time I sort of took
ownership.
Inventory and of what.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Both arms still just where they're supposed to be.
Just to see what I have
just
to offer
hard,
the world.
Good hard look.
Two legs, 10 toes, and 10 fingers.
I looked at sides and everything. I was like, what a mess.
It's in my mirror in my bathroom, I feel on top of the world. Right, and I'm dancing and whatever because who cares? Because I am what I am.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm trying on clothes and I'm in the David Jones thing and I can see
it's unbelievable
the back angle and the side angle and the front angle, I'm like, there's not one person that wants to love this walrus of a. You know what I mean? Like you just.
Why do they even have those mirrors? Surely that like cuts profits.
It must
significantly
because I have really loved a shirt, put it on, and thought. Jesus, who am I trying to be right now?
Yeah.
Who am I fooling?
Either this is not made for people or I'm not human.
It's one or the other.
Yeah.
And also when you get...
Is this a tea cozy?
Yeah. It's so fucked.
And am I wearing a beanie right now with the holes in it?
I go shopping with my older sister and it's like, okay. This one fits, it's an XL. The next XL doesn't cover my nipples. I don't know which one. Like, I just don't know what to do. Shopping is the worst for body image.
Mm.
So, no, I don't really. I am worried I'm ugly.
Do you often, do you do that thing that I do? Stand in front of the mirror and just go, all right, what
every,
are we?
Literally every single day.
Oh, you know, that last time was the first time I've done it since.
Because I get up in the morning, I weigh myself, I have a shower, and I look at myself in the mirror, I go, okay.
Like completely nude, just to have a look?
Yeah.
No, the last time was the first time I've done it.
Oh, yeah, no, I do it a lot.
Okay, there's something there. For sure.
Yes, it's severe narcissism and also
mental
massive body dysmorphia and also
mental illness.
Mental illness.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, I thought you looked great when I was editing the podcast yesterday.
Thank you. Well, not to drone on about Hinge every time I'm on the podcast, but recently, like I said, my Hinge was popping off because I deleted it and redid it. But the whole TikTok is against Hinge. Right, TikTok's against Hinge because they found out the algorithm that I was explaining to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, that's fucking bullshit. Don't not show me to everybody. Just show me to everybody. Show me every single person that is in my area. And then they can make the judgment. Don't make the judgment for them. Right? Because there are some people that like people that look like me and some people that don't.
Well, that's the whole point of it, isn't it?
Right? But they were...
Wouldn't that be how every dating app works, though? Wouldn't they all have this algorithm of, like, matching you with people?
Correct, but they don't like it. Nobody likes Tinder, nobody likes Bumble, nobody likes Hinge now. Yeah. Because Hinge used to just show you to everybody in the area.
Mm.
And then they came out with this algorithm that... Well, I'm piecing things together because TikTok's not the most reliable source of information. But
what?
I know. But it's that, right? But now they've added in a new feature which is where you go when, and they didn't promote it. I just saw it on Hinge. Somebody was like, "Hey, by the way, do this if you're thinking Hinge sucks." So for like 4 weeks, my Hinge was amazing. After I deleted it, I was matching with a lot of people. There's a lot of conversation. I went on like a bunch of dates. It was like, "Oh, this is good. This is how people. This is, I get it."
Mm.
And then it was like this, and then it went. For the last 2 weeks, it's been nothing because the start of your new profile stops. Like at the start, they boost you and they show you to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then it stops and then you get put at sort of the mid-range and then nobody likes. Just you don't get any likes and whatever. And for men, it's far harder to get likes than women. They said there was sloppy a study that seconds. Said that guys have to like 1,000 women to get one like back. Like the average guy.
I don't even like 10 women.
No, there's no, I just, so that's the thing, right?
That's a stupid
so joke. Now you delete, if you go to delete your app, it says, "Hey, do you want to start over instead?" You go, "Okay." And it deletes all of your, set all of the things that it's learnt about you.
Oh.
Deletes it,
mm-hmm.
and you start fresh. So I went from people I wasn't attracted to, I started fresh, to people I am absolutely attracted to. And I've had 4 matches since last night.
Since last night?
Yes.
You swap like a madman.
No. Hinge, I'm not really liking many people. I'm just getting, oh, they liked you. Do you want to?
Oh, okay. Is that how it works?
Well, it's both. I can like them, and if I like them, it comes up in their little bit that says, "Hey, this guy liked you. Do you want to like him back?"
Uh-huh.
But I'm not really doing the sending. I'm getting sent, which is nice.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Did you download any apps?
Have you got it?
Nah.
Apples.
No. Yeah, Apples. Yeah. Anyway, it's bullshit.
Well, clearly not. You're fucking matching up.
Yeah, but it's
opening up your phone and going, "Show me the fanny," you know?
Come on, man. We make a new one. Show me the fanny.
It's meant to be a play on "Show me the money," and it just didn't.
Show me the fanny. Do you not think that
worked,
Matt?
You don't think it worked?
No, I don't think it worked.
Show me the fanny.
I've never called
it. Where's the fanny, Lebowski? Yeah.
I love that ABBA song.
What? Fanny, fanny, fanny.
Yeah. Got the need. The need Ellie! For queef.
I shouldn't have interrupted by yelling at Ellie.
Just delete that anyway. It's fucking terrible.
What, the need at? For queef? What do you mean?
I thought I'll do a bad one, but it was just so bad.
It was really too bad.
I liked it.
Okay.
Is that, I can't, what, do you know anyone what time we started?
5:10.
5:10 we started?
Well, I got here at 5:05.
5:05.
40 minutes.
All right, we go for a little
on
little
my punch. On my profile on Hinge, I've got my mobile number, like I've said before.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And the other day, I matched with this girl and she sent me a message, like, because you can respond to a picture. And the picture, my mobile number is in a picture of me, and the bottom of the Polaroid is the mobile number.
That's bananas.
That I've done that?
Yeah.
It is totally cocoa bananas.
Yeah, it feels ill-advised.
Well, nothing terrible's happened. And what can you get from my phone?
I guess, are you just searching for women, or are you opening yourself up to men? Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. I think you're probably safe giving your number out to women.
Right. So, one girl responded to that picture.
What was that?
And said, "Has anyone ever done this? It seems so crazy." And my response was, "This is the coward's way in, right? Just message the number." I said, "The best way to ask me out is to text me, mm-hmm. number provided." And then you, instead of texting me, said, "Has anyone ever done this?" So I said, "You're a coward." And so she called me, but I was playing board games with some friends and didn't answer. So she said, "Imagine calling." And not being called and not answering, you're a coward, right? And I was like, oh, fuck. So I said, yeah, I'll call you at the end of the, like, I'm with some friends, I'll call you on my way home. Anyway, that was at like 9 o'clock, I guess like 12. And I'm like, well, I told her I'd call her. So on the way home, I call her and she doesn't answer.
She's probably asleep.
It was a Saturday. So like on a Saturday, 50, 12 50. Is not too bad. So I messaged her and I was like, I called you back. Now who's the coward? And then she calls me back. And I answer.
A bit of tennis? You just caught the ball.
Yeah. A bit of tennis. And I answer. And it was really nice. And it was like very fun. And we were laughing.
I'm so fucking hard right now.
Right? And I wasn't convinced I was interested in the profile. but I thought it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
So did you ask if she's a bot? You need to check if they're bots.
No, she wasn't a bot. Okay. She works in government. And
did you ask
like,
though? Because if you ask, they have to tell you.
Legally, they have to
show
you.
She didn't say.
Oh, no.
But I didn't ask. But it was like a really lovely... Where I wanted to take this story is actually really horrible. So tell me if I need to cut it. It was really lovely, right? I was like, oh, this is so nice.
Yeah.
And I was like, your pictures on Hinge are lovely. And she was like, oh, they're a bit old. And I was actually sort of in my head about that today. And I was like, oh, how old? She's like, oh, yeah, a bit old.
45 years.
Okay, do you have Instagram? Maybe give me, like, let me see your Instagram.
Yeah.
So like, oh, I haven't posted there in a little while. I was like, okay, let me see fucking Instagram right now. So I jump on Instagram. She gives me an Instagram. And I was like, oh. Ugh.
What happened?
Just not attractive at all.
There's something going.
No, like her Hinge profile pictures are like very, very
curated.
Yeah.
Bench.
I'm so sorry for interrupting.
Bench.
So curated. There was one that was taken from above.
The top down is the dead giveaway.
Right? But I didn't. I showed it to a friend of mine and I said, do you think she's attractive? And he was like, oh, yeah. I was like, okay, like, sure. I wasn't convinced.
Who isn't in that one?
And right? It's just they cut it off. But the other ones were okay. Like, the other ones are fine. And then, man, oh, man, it was not okay. And then I was on the phone with her. And it was such a nice conversation up until I saw what she looked like. Am I the worst person on the planet?
No, that's the app. Okay. Well, the whole app thing. Is
like, oh, my God, it's so true. That's, oh, yeah. You know, I just did that the other day. So funny. And then, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, your sister's in town. Is she? Wow.
Yeah, cool. I mean,
we've all got sisters. Yeah. It's fucking interesting.
Fuck. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna go inside. I've been talking to you for 25 minutes.
It's after midnight. Why the fuck did you call me back after midnight? Yeah. Who the fuck does that?
Yeah, I didn't get short, but I was like, we were off the phone after a number of minutes.
You were like,
Were you careful with the noise you made after you saw her Instagram?
Oh, I was like, that's so lovely.
Wow.
And then I went, oh, wow, you haven't posted since, I don't know, November last year. And then I was like, that's so long. And then I turned to mine and I haven't posted on my Instagram since November last year, but I look better. So I just felt like a bit of an asshole, but I didn't say anything. No, and I just was like, anyway, thanks. The call was, and you know what? I enjoyed the call. The call was nice.
Yeah. And that's enough for you.
And I thought it was it's fun.
Yeah.
I would love to do another phone call with somebody from Hinge, another. Isn't it strange? A random phone call with a random stranger.
Mm.
But then what are you going to do?
That's like a telemarketer.
Yeah, see, that's the other thing that I'm worried about is that I now have to answer my phone to every unknown number.
True.
Because it could be some hot girl.
Yeah.
It's never a hot girl. Or it might be some girl that wants to make fun of butt cheeks and then when I bring them up, she'll block me.
Mm.
Remember her?
It could be a hot girl just like calling to sell you.
Like,
diet pills or...
Yeah, I love a flirt over the phone. I'm a real keyboard warrior.
I really wanted to continue this bit of like shushing you until it like really got me mad, but I did it three times and I felt like a cunt.
Yeah, it was pretty rude.
Yeah, so it's hard.
I would have just been happy to stop talking. The pressure's off then.
2024. What is it called?
Hate being shushed. I remember the movies once.
Oh, I hate being shushed. Why would anybody like being shushed?
No, but like some people go, oh, you're right, I should be quiet. But like if you were being like genuinely loud and someone shushed, you'd be like, fucking excuse me.
100%. But I was annoyed. I remember what you're telling me and that was you that shushed me. Which is even more annoying.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to you. Yeah. Imagine talking to somebody and he goes, shh. You know, he doesn't like being pointed at.
No, I didn't. I couldn't have because you wouldn't sit next to me. I would have just gone like, I would have pretended to laugh. This is exactly what I would have done. I would have gone, come on, like that, to try and be friendly about it, but also be like, the movies.
Well, the movie wasn't even on.
Oh, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Sometimes I do get
on. I was pretty quiet at the movies, weren't I?
What more about what happened when you?
Was I loud at the movies?
Not loud, but not silent. I didn't have a problem with it. Well, I thought it was fun.
Wasn't like silent.
It was a movie-going experience.
We were at the movie, something cool happened, I went, wow. And then I kept watching the movie.
I get a bit overly anxious about making too much noise in the movies.
Oh, yeah. Dude, but you've seen terrible people at the movies, and I'm not one of them.
Oh, dude. Yeah. No, I don't think you are.
I've never seen someone really bad at the movies, because everyone's on high alert at the movies.
No, they're not. The people with the phone on super bright who would just look at it in the middle of the movie.
I've seen people who did that next to you too.
Did you? I turned the brightnesses all the way down, but I needed to check the time, so I got my phone.
I've never seen someone like you, where it's like you're not being rude. Your reactions and everything are genuine, and they are a part of the experience.
Yeah.
So I don't think anyone has a right to shush you when you're at the movies, because I think the way you engage with the movie.
If I laugh, I'll laugh loud.
But if I
get scared, I'll probably get scared loud.
Yeah, or even like things like "Wow!" Like you would say that, and I did say
I turned to him and I went, "Ben, I am so overstimulated."
Yeah, like you'll say stuff like that.
Because I was so overstimulated.
There's a lot happening.
That time we saw Smile and you were like, I think I'm in the wrong class.
Yeah, but I said that to the room.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? But like I've never seen anyone like that.
You've never met anyone like me. I've never met anyone like you.
Yeah, but I've met people, I've seen people in the movies who are ruder than, like who are rude, and it's a different, they're two different categories.
Yeah, because I'm just enjoying the movie.
Yeah, and that's it. I've never seen it in an obnoxious way. I've never seen anyone else do that.
I'm not like that girl from Scary Movie 2.
The teenage boys who are just fucking around the whole time.
That's bullshit. Get the fuck out of the movie. I don't want you here.
Yeah.
You're enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like there could be some people who might take it as obnoxious.
Do you know what's good?
That makes
any of those motherfuckers said anything to me, they'd die.
That makes me socially anxious. That's probably why I went, because I don't want to get into a whole
thing. When was the last time we were really in a movie cinema with anybody
else? Smile, I imagine Smile was
there. There was like two other people and they left.
Oh, sorry, I missed the end of the question. Yeah.
No, Saw was the last time we went to a movie together.
Was it? Sure, we didn't see Smile after Saw?
Yeah, I am, because I could sleep after Saw and I couldn't sleep after Smile. That movie really fucked me up.
Smile, yeah.
I did not like Smile at all. At all.
You haven't seen Talk to Me yet?
No, Ben. Ben, I haven't. Ben.
Hey, nobody's stopping you.
Is it good? I don't like the directors. I don't like those two guys.
Yeah?
Is it good?
It's fine. It's fun.
The YouTube guys, and now I hate them.
Okay. What's it on?
Don't know.
Okay, how'd you watch it?
I remember. I think it was on one of the streaming things. Maybe Stan. It's an Aussie movie, so it's probably Stan.
No. That could be Stan. I'll look it up.
That was a funny bit. Hey, it's GMAT here from The Real GMAT. And don't forget that if you enjoyed this episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show, which is available exclusively to our Patreon supporters at patreon.com/GMAT podcasts. The podcast post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the regular podcast, where we wrap up the episode and talk about the things we didn't have time to talk about. Don't forget to rate this podcast on your podcast app of choice and share it with all of your friends.